Racing this Saturday is at Warwick Farm, and a good program too. Paul Joyce has done all the homework for it. He's had a look at all the races and going to try and find the major winners for us and help us out with the quaddie there. Hello, Paul.
Yes, hello, Sean. Off to Warwick Farm on Saturday. A bit unusual to get out to the farm on a track that's currently rated a soft six as we record this on Thursday morning. Forecast is good. It's cold but fine. So I think a soft six is definitely as worse a track as we will get. We could definitely get into the five range. I doubt we'll get up to the good four. So genuine soft track, winter time, middle of winter. And it's a competitive, tricky quaddy as they have been the last few weeks. But hopefully we at least get off to a better start than we did last Saturday. The first leg, Sean, is the McGrath Estate Agents Handicap 1100, benchmark 70 for the three-year-olds. Genuine pace. In fact, I've got good pace, a good pressure here. So going for a couple of gallopers that will be up there, but a couple that will be back hitting the line hard. And the first leg of the quaddie for me is 9, 10, 2 and 5. Number 9 on top, Kings of Leon. Now this horse created a huge first up run at Wyong, backed off the map from 480 into 250 on that occasion, settled last around the 1100 at Wyong before getting to the outside on the turn and ripping home to run third. That was his first defeat from his past three starts, even though they have been spaced. He's been going extremely well for Matty Smith. I think second up here, be off a fast tempo, Kings of Leon looks the horse to beat. Currently around about $8 with tap.com.au. The Danger's number 10 Launch Code, now with Chris Lees, formerly with James Cummings. Only had the three career starts and broke through for a very impressive win at Warwick Farm about 5-6 weeks ago. Has been kept fresh, obviously now with Chris Lees, drawn a soft draw, Glyn Schofield rides, and he'll be right in the firing line from the outset. Number 2, Spending to Win, horror draw, but we've got Hugh Bowman aboard, Peter and Paul Snowden trained, and Hugh Bowman putting on a clinic lately as he tries to gun down Brenton Abdullah in the Jockeys Premiership. The wide gate, probably not a problem by race 6 around the 1100. He'll have to do a bit of work out wide, but it might be the spot to be turning for home. This horse goes terrifically well first up. He bolted in fresh last campaign before going right on with the job, I thought. And his two trials this time in have been terrific. Huey Bowman rode him in the last trial, so it's no surprise he's stuck aboard for race day. And number 5, Faith's Encore, the stablemate of Spending to Win. Well, she's the opposite. She'll probably get back from that wide gate and hit the line late for Rory Hutchings. I thought she caught the eye in a trial at Rose Hill leading into this. She hasn't run since having a bleeding attack in the Fireball. So she's obviously coming back from an enforced layoff, and I think she'll be wound up to do something fresh. So we've gone 9, 10, 2 and 5, Sean, in the opening leg. It's a tricky race, but let's hope we get through and give us a bit of a run for our money. Second leg, the tab.com.au handicap is a mile, benchmark 93. Only a smallish field here. I've narrowed it down to 3 chances, 6, 4 and 3. I can't identify much pace in the race at all. I think Zayam will just be able to cruise across and take up the running for Brenton Abdullah. And under that scenario, I think he'll be hard to catch. He's third up here off a decent spell. His second up run was terrific behind Sound Proposition. When he was up on pace and stuck on Gamely, he gets in very well at the weights off that run. So to me, at around about the $8 mark, Zayam is the obvious play. Number 4, So Willie, terrific stats at a mile. He loves it. He's had 3 wins from 6 starts over the 1,600 metres. The last time he won was actually over 1,600 at Randwick on a soft track, where he knocked off Supply and Demand, who's gone right on with the job since. So a bit of form around So Willie, especially at the mile. And I don't think Tommy Berry will have him back last. I've got him mapped sitting maybe third or fourth here. So if he's within striking distance, it brings him right into it. Similar story with the 3, Leopari, Hugh Bowman aboard. I don't expect Huey will drift right out the back on Leopari, because I think the back markers are going to have too much to do if Zayam controls the pace up front. So we'll just stick with 6, 4 and 3 in the second leg of the quaddie. Which takes us into the third leg, the Schweppes Handicap at benchmark 82. Again, only got the 3 runners here, 2, 4 and 5. I'm keen on the 2, Your Way, resuming. She's lightly raced with 9 starts for 7 wins and 1 placing, so an outstanding strike rate already. She's had the 2 trials into this, and she's been given a decent hit out in both of those trials. So she'll be forward enough to keep that first up record going, which currently stands at 2 starts for 2 wins. And then she's got that lovely favourable soft barrier draw with plenty of speed drawn inside and outside of her. So Tim Clark basically lands in the perfect trailing position. Stablemate number 4, San Giovese. Forget her last run, went 5th behind Salerno at Randwick. That was where we had the riderless horse that caused a bit of destruction in the field, and Sangiovese caught plenty of interference there. She was hampered turning for home and then a couple of times down the straight. So to get within a length and a quarter of the winner was a much better effort than it reads on paper. She was a previous winner at Canterbury before that, beating Little Miss Brown. And I think from barrier one, she gets all the favours in the run. The other one that's drawn soft is number five, Secret Trail. She was a good winner on heavy track two starts ago at Canterbury. That was a heavy 10 that day. But then last time on the heavy 8 at Rose Hill, she just didn't seem to handle it behind Surf Blush. It's one of those classic tales of different heavy tracks at different courses tend to throw certain horses off. I think getting back on the genuine soft here will be a big plus for Secret Trail. And obviously Nick Haywood gets the 2 kilo claim. So 2, 4, and 5, again, only the three runners in the third leg. But I'm pretty confident we'll get the winner out of those three. Which brings us to the last, Sean, the Tab Handicap at Benchmark 78. I've got four runners going for us, 13, 11, 1, and 14. Can't see much pace in this race despite a big field, and that's leading me to number 13, Nat King Sue. Get on early if you want the massive odds. You can get about $31 currently at tab.com.au. Have something small each way. He's a horse that looks out of form on paper, and he probably isn't racing at his best at the moment, but Jason Coyle has only had the horse for a couple of starts. He's put the blinkers back on Saturday, and that shows a bit of intent for me. I expect they'll go forward with Kai Anglin aboard, put this horse in the race. When you go right back through his form, this horse, he's run competitive races in open handicaps, open sprints. He was in the Wagga Town Plate only four starts ago when he had no luck behind Santa Ana Lane. So he can definitely handle a Benchmark 78, and I just think he's a worthy gamble at that $31 quote. The 11 Miami Dade interests me, another one at double figures. Formerly trained by Darren Biedman, now with Brad Widdop out at Hawkesbury. Obviously a change of ownership there, a bit of a freshen up into this. He's a horse that can definitely go forward. He led at Gosford when he last started third behind Collateral, who's since gone on and won a couple in a row. So Miami Dade at the big odds to give you a cheek up on the speed. Another one at good odds, the one Hollywood Bound, resuming for Chris Waller from over a year's absence. Been trialling super, this horse. He's had the two trials. He's jog-trotted around. He won his last trial without any pressure put on him at all. Big odds. I think he's going definitely well enough to give a sight here first up. And the best of the rest, I thought the 14 non-pareil, James Cummings now trains for Godolphin. So he'll be in charge on Saturday. And look, she's been racing really consistently. She's got fitness on her side. Doesn't win out of turn, but she maps to get a lovely run, and obviously she's been well found in the market. So we'll go 13, 11, 1 and 14 in the last. Obviously, if Nat King Sue can get us home in the last leg of the quaddy, it'll be an absolutely huge result for us. Now, speaking of how much it'll be to put on, at this stage we're well under budget this week. It's only $15. That'll get you a touch over 10% as there were 144 combinations taken. So, Sean, that's the quaddie for Warwick Farm at this stage for Saturday. Obviously, tune back in on Saturday morning between 10 and 10.30. I'll go through all nine races at Warwick Farm and also update that quaddie if there are any important scratchings or any major changes in track conditions. But at this stage, Sean, it looks like a fine Saturday of racing out at Warwick Farm.